Good evening. This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Modi announced that India and Italy had decided to upgrade their bilateral relationship to a special strategic partnership. During a joint press statement after the delegation-level talks with his Italian counterpart in Rome, the Prime Minister said the India-Italy Joint Strategic Plan 2025-2029 provides a practical and futuristic framework for bilateral ties. Mr. Modi said both sides held extensive discussions on enhancing cooperation and are working on establishing an India-Italy Innovation Center. He said the India-Italy Defense Industrial Roadmap has paved the way for co-development and co-production of military hardware. The Prime Minister added that both the countries will also work together in shipping, port modernization, logistics, and the blue economy. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has stressed the need for heightened vigilance and foolproof security arrangements to ensure a safe, secure and fair conduct of the upcoming NEET UG re-examination. Mr. Pradhan said this while chairing a high-level review meeting with Central Security and Intelligence Agencies in New Delhi today. During the meeting, serious concerns were also raised over the growing spread of misinformation related to competitive examinations through anonymous online groups. Taking cognizance of the issue, Mr. Pradhan directed a focused crackdown on such networks, including proactive identification, blocking and takedown of channels spreading fake information. Union Minister of State and renowned actor Suresh Gopi visited the Film and Television Institute of India, Itanagar campus yesterday. The purpose of the visit was to assess the infrastructural gaps and pending works at the institute, which would subsequently be taken up with the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Government of India. During the inspection, the Union Minister held a detailed discussion with officials of the Central Public Works Department and the proprietor of Messrs. Kengal Construction regarding the status of the ongoing projects. He minutely reviewed all the buildings and facilities of the institute and took stock of the progress and challenges affecting timely completion of the infrastructure. The Union Minister was accompanied by Education Minister P.D. Sona, Deputy Commissioner Lobsang Sring and Director of Information and Public Relations Gijum Tali and other dignitaries. A three-day national workshop on strategic solutions for rapid development of oil palm in the Northeast is currently underway at Pasighat College of Horticulture and Forestry. The workshop aims on strategic approaches for rapid expansion of oil palm cultivation in the Northeastern Hill regions and formulation of a roadmap for achieving self-reliance in vegetable oil production following the central government's Atmanirbhar Bharat mission. The workshop is jointly organized by the CHF Society for Promotion of Oil Palm Research and Development, ICAR, IIOPR, Central Government's Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Department, and Oil Palm Processing Companies. A DDR-cum-DLMC review meeting was held today at the DC's Conference Hall, Pasighat, to review district performance, departmental progress, and major issues requiring policy intervention at the state level. During the meeting, detailed discussions were held on district overview, human resource status, administrative infrastructure, monthly departmental reviews, achievements, coordination issues, and implementation of flagship central and state-sponsored schemes. Departments also highlighted key challenges and requirements needing immediate intervention from the state government. One of the major concerns raised during the review meeting was the shortage of manpower in various departments under Group C category posts. MLA Ninong Iring, Tapi Darang, Oken Taing, along with heads of departments and officers from various departments, were present during the meeting. The Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society has decided to confer the Luminous Lombardai Literary Award 2026 to Tony Koyu in recognition of his outstanding contribution to literature and language development in Arunachal Pradesh. Mr. Koyu is the creator of Thani Lipi, the first indigenous script developed for the Thani tribes of Arunachal Pradesh. He is also the recipient of several prestigious honors, including the Bharat Jyoti Award, Sanskar Bharati Award, Penguin Publication Award, and many others. Lohit Youth Libraries today celebrated 19th Foundation Day at Bambusa Library, Tezu. Speaking on the 19th years of growth of the Lohit Youth Library Movement, senior volunteer Banika Kree highlighted its principle, if readers can't go to books, books must go to the readers. She also gratefully recalled and thanked the generous patronage of book lovers. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.